It's really good. Yeah, I feel fine. I got cleared just a bit ago, so doing a bunch of things, just still being smart, but ready to roll.
Is it completely new for you at this point? Do you have any limitations on what you
can
do?
I just got to be smart in the weight room. You know, I wasn't a gladiator in there anyway by any stretch of the imagination, but just be smart, you know, take care of my body and get a little stronger.
Sure. Not many starting quarterbacks are in open competitions in the next year. Were you at all insulted to hear Vance Joseph say that it's a 50-50 competition?
Not at all. I think that was said pretty clearly to us before we even left. So that's been the same message for both me and Paxton the whole way through. So not really any news there on my end.
But after winning the job last year, playing decently well, I mean, did you feel like it should have been your job coming back?
You know, I think you learn pretty quickly, or at least I did. You got to earn it every year, every day in the league. And that goes for beyond me and Paxton. That's everybody. You know, if you're not playing well or earning a job or earning a spot, you're getting worse. You're not going to last very long, and that's the reality of the thing. So, you know I can get better. Got a lot of room to improve, but I think I got some things I can build on. So I'm really excited. I'm excited to get rolling. I'm healthy. I feel good.
So much has made is how this offense is going to fit, perhaps help Paxton in terms of shotgun, deep strikes. How do you see this offense perhaps suiting you and benefiting you?
Sure. I think it helps everybody. That's the plan, at least. I think it's exciting. I think you look at Coach McCoy, really our whole staff is pretty special, and they've got a proven track record all over the place. So I'm looking forward for the whole group. I think we've got a chance to be special, and it's real early. I mean, we got through our third install, so don't want to put the carriage ahead of the horse, but I think we're on the right track, and I'm looking forward to this year.
How do you think you're a better quarterback coming into this competition than you were a year ago at the same time?
Well, I played. you can't substitute those reps, and I learned that pretty quickly. I think even towards the end of the year, just how I know my production, I don't know how it stacked up earlier in the year, but the game just felt a little easier for me. I saw things a little better. And you just can't substitute those reps, so hopefully that helps me out.
Trevor, when you look back on last year, what did you most want to improve on in the offseason?
Well, it's tough. I mean, going in every offseason, you know, there's all across the board you want to get better, right? You want to get better physically, mentally. It's tough for me to pinpoint exactly one thing. Obviously, we want to be better on third downs. You know, whether that's me throwing it, running it, ditching it. We're running the ball better on third and short, however it works. So as a quarterback, whether it's me or Paxton, we got to get better there, stay on the field, and hopefully score a ton of points.
When Gary was here, he talked a lot about you needing to protect yourself. Vance has kind of echoed that sentiment. How do you go about doing that and make sure that you can stay healthy for 16 games?
Yeah, I think you look around the league, the older guys that stay healthy, they're really smart with the football. You know, they ditch it when they have to. They get rid of it quicker. They're shooting checkdowns pretty quickly, or they're getting down. And I got a chance to watch Peyton do that. I don't know if I thought I was Superman in my first year and I could take a bunch of hits, but you can't play for an extended career doing that. So that's something I'll fix.
You're practicing the self sack if necessary.
Yeah, I'm going outside and falling down a few times, tripping on the way to the weight room intentionally. So, yeah.
You were asked, the week of the Chiefs game and then all over Super Bowl week about Tony Romo. How much did you pay attention to the Tony Romo rumors out there?
Really, I think it might be hard for you to believe, but it's out of my control, so it's tough for me to worry about stuff like that. I mean, there's so much going on in this business. It's really tough to think about anything that's going on outside of the walls of the building. So I wasn't thinking about it too much at all.
So the fact that Tony's not here, they didn't sign another veteran, what sort of message was that to you and Paxton from LA and this coaching staff?
You know, I don't want to speculate on that too much. You know, I was told the whole way through I was getting a chance to compete, so for me, that's all I wanted to hear. That was good news for me, and that was kind of my mindset the whole way through. So I'm not in the business of speculating too much. I kind of let those things handle themselves and, you know, take care of my business.
On the subject of competition, knowing that Paxton was taken in the first round, does that keep you on edge a little bit, motivated? Do you always think maybe I have to be a little bit better because he was a first rounder?
You know, with all due respect to Paxton, you got to be on edge, you know, wherever you are. I mean, like I said, you got to earn it every day. not just quarterbacks, you know, all across the board. So you don't really need any extra motivation, you know, regardless of circumstance, whatever you're talking about. But you got to earn your stripes every day. And moving forward, that's what I got to do if I want to play for a while.
How, if at all, did being here for all your week have helped you, you know, with the teammates around, you know, coaches developing the playbook? Was it an advantage to you to stay here?
You know, just from a physical standpoint, I think more so than anything, I think, you know, obviously sending Greek off, which was really cool, but spending a ton of time with those guys, you know, I'm not going to get that treatment anywhere else, obviously. So that was important for me. And, you know, I'd look into tape, but, again, you're not getting the coaching. So it's tough to say whether that's there's a difference there or not.
Because you're cleared now, did it validate the decision to have the surgery? And, again, articulate why you had the surgery, because it was ultimately elective surgery, right? You could have gone through.
Yeah, I mean, up until the end of the season, I didn't know if I was going to get surgery or not. And once I find out I could get it and be good to go by OTAs, because I think this is an important time for me and all of us, truthfully, I thought it was a pretty easy decision, assuming I was on track and everything went well. But fortunately, it did.
What was the purpose of just to make it feel better, to gain strength? Why?
Yeah, I was just having problems lifting at the end of the season, and it bothered me. And, you know, knock on wood, hopefully I play a while. And I got to be in the weight room quite a bit, so it's not something I wanted to deal with.
Ben said he was impressed with your season last year, particularly given the fact that you played three-fourths of the year with that injury. How much do you think that affected your play?
You know, it's tough to say. It's the NFL. Everybody's playing hurt, whether you hear about it or not. I mean, there's no crutches, no excuses or anything. Everybody's got their own dings they're dealing with throughout the season. So you got to be able to play well in this league and play well hurt. I'm finding out pretty quickly. So that's not just me. That's our locker room. That's every locker room across the league.
Do you stay in touch with
Yeah, I mean, shoot him a text, stay in touch, but probably see him here sometime soon in the spring.
How bummed were you didn't get to play in the Pro Bowl in your hometown?
That would have been cool. Yeah, that stunk a little bit, but, you know, what can you do?
How much having to be here, did that change what your offseason plans would have been? Would you have been in Chicago more, Florida more, or do you think you would have been here anyway?
I think I would have been here for the most part, truthfully. Just staying in shape. Might have snuck out on the golf course a few times. Went down to Florida, but yeah, probably would have been here mostly.
Are you throwing?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
What do you think of your free agent additions on the line, Malik and Cleary?
Big guys, obviously played well. I'm excited to have them. You know, I think with the group we got in there, we had some size, some physicality. So, you know, it's going to help me out, the backs, the receivers, everybody. But now I think it's an important time for us to just establish that culture up there up front, and it starts with those guys. I mean, got some great players there, and looking forward to playing with those guys.
Is it different here that when you replace a coach that the expectation still remains contend for a championship? Most teams, when they change coaches, there's a bit of a rebuild. You don't have that luxury here. How do you approach that as one of the leaders of this team, that this idea the window is starting to close a little bit?
Yeah, you relish that, definitely. I mean, I think that's one of the luckiest. You know, there's so many good things about this place, but to me, maybe the coolest thing is you're expected to compete for championships every year. And, I mean, shoot, we didn't make the playoffs last year, and that was tough. That was, tough for us, tough for the coaches, front office, everybody. And that's how you want it. You want the expectations to be there. And that's what Mr. Boland kind of laid down the foundation for, and we're trying to get at every year. So that's something you want to be a part of, and I'm sure anybody around the league wants to be a part of a culture like that.
Trevor, you were a seventh-round draft pick. We've seen late-round, mid-round quarterbacks kind of succeed, sometimes early. Dak did last year. What do you think teams maybe miss in the scouting process of quarterbacks, or that maybe they – You know, maybe I know your injury was a big part in yours, but you know, as we're kind of heading into the draft season, what maybe do teams miss when they're looking for passers?
I don't know. I think that's a better question for Elway or Vance or McCoy. I don't know. I think it's just hard to evaluate quarterbacks in college. I mean, that's just my opinion. I think a ton of different offenses. it's a different game. It's a wildly different game. So it's tough to see how, you know, somebody's going to be ready for that when they've never been there before. That's just my two cents. I don't know.
Did you see Christian McCaffrey? Did you get to talk to him?
Saw him in there, suited up. Yeah, good to see a Valor guy in here. Yeah.
What condition do you think he'd be if you guys ended up grabbing him?
You know, that's tough. You know, he's a good player, obviously. And wherever he goes, he's going to have a ton of success. You know, I don't know what the draft board looks like up there again. Elway's got a better answer for you. But looking forward to what he does in the league.
You did mention setting the culture of the line. What do you want Pope that is? What do you want the culture of kind of your offense to be?
Super physical group that protects the quarterback.
Trevor, what are your initial thoughts of the coaching staff, specifically Vance Joseph?
A lot of energy. I mean, we had our first team meeting, and he grabbed the room's attention pretty quickly. And I think there's something to be said for that because, you know, you walk in the first day and you want to see how the guy handles a group when everybody's there. And he's got it. I mean, without even being on the practice field, you can tell, you know, guys are at attention for him. So it's going to be fun. Again, we haven't been out there yet, so it'll be fun to get out there with all the coaches and see how the thing comes together. But really cool staff so far. I think so. I don't think there's any reason not to. I think playing obviously helps. It was my first year playing last year. So as I get older and get more reps and do those kinds of things, I think that's kind of my role moving forward.
Last one, Eric.
Trevor, you were a captain last year. Has that changed at all how you address the team moving into this offseason? These workouts that come to you?
Well, I've tried to be the same guy since I walked in the building. I think, you know, obviously my role's changed a little bit. But just be the same guy and, you know, work hard, be a good teammate, and I think that helps. And I'm not the only guy like that by any means. We've got a heck of a locker room, so really fortunate to be a part of that group and looking forward to seeing how this thing comes together.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks, good.